scheduling the discovery day is one of the essential ingredients to securing a franchise relationship. As a new founder, as a new franchise sales executive, there is an inexperience, a lack of confidence that comes along with that. And essentially just being able to read the emotionality of the client at where they're at the entire process. So at the end of the get acquainted call, at the end of the concept compatibility call, at the end of the mutual expectation call, there is generally a trust, an enthusiasm, a procedure, and truly an excitement that will form very slowly. And by the 21st day and the completion of the mutual expectation call, you are at a point where the client is 80% emotionally confirmed that they would either like to move forward or not, abandon some of the other franchise concepts they're looking at, but primarily to take the next step with you and your company. However, because it's new for you, you are, for whatever reason, in a learning curve and maybe overlooking the opportunity to invite the client to confirm and receipt the plane fare so that you have a solid 21-day runway to then finish and execute the next essential steps, which are the startup workshop, right after the workshop, the RFC review meeting to give financial scenarios for funding, to move towards a pre-FDD call, a post-FDD meeting, and then the client has the proper knowledge to begin to come to your discovery day at 7, 14, or 21 days, knowing they've activated the right financing strategy, it's in place, it's active, it's being followed through. The disclosure process has been activated. 16, 17 days pre and post calls are complete. The client may or may not take it to an attorney. The startup workshop has now been completed after the receipt of the confirmed day of when they're coming in. And so the client is very active with that workshop and then an RFC review meeting. So the optimal point to schedule and to invite a discovery day is right at the completion of the mutual expectation call. Hello, Mary, Bill. So what is my next step in the process as we go through this journey together, introducing it in the get acquainted, introducing it in the concept, the ME? You've subtly introduced the invitation of Discovery Day as a part of the process. So as we've been speaking early in our relationship, we've talked about Discovery Day, our vision day where our candidates will come in. We typically will have four of those available on our corporate calendar. For us, it's very typical. We do them on Sundays. Our clients will fly in Sunday afternoon. We'll map them towards a beautiful hotel. They'll arrive, get unpacked, get casual, and then we'll meet for a very nice sort of informal or formal dinner that evening. And then just getting further acquainted the next morning, we'll have a real nice breakfast at the hotel or a standard restaurant, white tablecloth, same servers. And we'll have a wonderful starting point right on the minute at 8:30. I have a nice outline. We'll be done with breakfast by 9:15, and then we'll start a wonderful day of itinerary tasks and items and meet different people, go to the facilities, touch and feel all aspects of the business. And then we'll bring it down to a closing by 3:30 or 4. And then if you'd like, we can reach out to the airports at 6 or 7 and have you back home Monday evening if you'd like. So they're typically 24-hour turns, and our guests will come in, and we typically do four of these. And most of our clients will book those at 7, 14, or 21 days out to gain some affordable fares. But we'll certainly have some hotels and the itinerary and some nice maps for you to arrive. So this is what we've sort of been talking about since we've got acquainted, and we've reached a point where I know you're probably excited to know the next step, and that is our point of what we call our invitation. So now you've transitioned the client. It's the end of the call. And Bill and Mary, we've reached a point now. I know you both are really excited. This is the time where we had been talking. We'd like to go ahead and extend the invitation, if you'd like, to accept to visit our corporate headquarters, our Vision Day, our Discovery Day. And is this something you guys would like to go ahead and consider now to put on your calendars? So you have to ask for that. You have to be explaining it. They have to know it's coming. It can't be a surprise. And you can't lack the confidence and the inexperience, but it's a part of the learning curve. So there's no perfect answer. And so if for whatever reason the client, you've missed the opportunity, you haven't asked them, and you're just taking them to the next step of the startup workshop, you're now entering a point of starting to get a little bit too late. Not in a bad way, but you don't want to drag that out. You want to get them in for Discovery Day as soon as possible. You don't want that going out to 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks, because once you start dragging and making the franchise partnering process, discovery process tiresome, now it's going to be anticlimactic. The whole idea is to get them excited about attending their Discovery Day. So now, if in fact they're not quite ready, they need a little bit more information, you can feel emotionally and informationally and they're not quite there, then take your client into the next workshop, the startup workshop, and then the follow-up RFC review meeting right after that, 30 minutes after that call, one-on-one privately, or you can schedule that for the day after, but it should come right on the RFC review meeting, should come right after the startup workshop. Please do not combine the RFC review meeting with your startup workshop. They're two different. One is how to open the business creatively and safely under budget with all the tips and techniques, giving everybody on that call an opportunity to know how to save money and open on the low side. And then, of course, the invitation to an RFC review meeting is, you know, anybody on this call today, if you would like, we offer a private RFC review meeting where we'll actually sit with you on your RFC and go through different funding scenarios. Some of you may have thought about how you might fund the business, but as you might expect, we have 10, 20, or 30, and sometimes even more different funding partners, and we're happy to go through your unique composition of net worth with you, take a look at your assets, your liabilities, and maybe offer you less expensive money, some better tax advantages, protect your working capital, and maybe even match you to a couple of funding partners that have been approved by us from different scenarios. Could be loan packagers, could be 401k rollover companies, could be FF&E furniture companies. But if you'd like, email me, or we'll go ahead and schedule your 30-minute RFC review meeting. However, the whole goal should keep in mind that you've got to keep in mind after the ME call that every day that goes by and you don't have a sense of urgency to book a Discovery Day, you will never be able to make a franchise sale. You can't take them through a bunch of workshops and disclose them and say, okay, are you ready to buy a franchise? They have got to get on a plane. They've got to invest that $300 to $500. You've got to meet them face to face. You're not going to say, okay, would you like to do this over the phone? Would you like to give me a credit card? Would you like to mail a check? Keep in mind that no matter how much information you're sharing, the client needs to confirm all of their decisions emotionally by putting an eye to eye, face to face, and having that trust. So Discovery Day is more of a confirmational day. It supports and validates all the trust that they've built up. But remember, you can get so swept away by trying to have a good acquainted call, having some nice small transition calls, having a great concept call, a great mutual expectation, getting them on a startup workshop, a review, that you actually forget that the whole purpose is getting your client to a Discovery Day and to get them excited about the importance of that day, because that is where the franchise sale is emotionally going to be made. You're not going to sign agreements on Discovery Day. They're not going to bring a cashier's check, but it's going to be a confirmational day. The information is going to be so thorough up to that point that it will not be exploratory. It will be confirmational. But at the end of that day, they'll likely say, what's my next step? How would you like your money? How can I get you, you know, what's our next step in the process So that's how important the Discovery Day is. I'd like to make a footnote on one of the biggest mistakes are what we call in-state, in-city, in-county clients that say, oh, I'm an hour away. I live in Los Angeles. I'm on my way to Santa Barbara. Oh, I live in Nashville, but I'm on my way down to the beach in Destin, and I'm going to stop in at your corporate headquarters. One of the most important things is not to allow shortcuts for clients. You have a 90% no-sale rate when an in-state candidate says, I'm coming through your area, I'd like to stop in for a discovery day. 95% no-sale rate when you hear that phrase. You know, Bill, Mary, that's a great idea. As a courtesy to you all, one of the most important things is we want to give all of our partners an equal opportunity to succeed. It's important for us to follow our protocols, our Vision Day, our Discovery Day format. We want to get to know you. We want you to get to know us. Your mistake becomes our mistake. And so as a courtesy, we don't do what we call half-day drive-by Discovery Days. However, I will say is accommodating. I'd love to meet you out on the 101 freeway or out on the 65. If you'll let me know when you're coming through town, I'll meet you for coffee. We'll meet face to face. But why don't we still plan on, you know, a formal discovery day, you coming up to Santa Barbara, coming down to Birmingham a night before. Let's have our dinner. Let's start in the morning at the right time. And this is an essential because you will lose two or three franchise sales a year when you're flexible and accommodating, and this is one you have to sort of learn the hard way because it's so hard to say no to somebody that's going to be driving through your corporate city, if you will, and your discovery day, and they're in the middle of the sales process. So I hope that you don't have to learn that one the hard way two or three times, but it's really, really discouraging. But I have found it to be more of a method of an excuse for somebody to tell me the reasons they don't want to buy a franchise. If they can say, yeah, they came in for a couple hours and met you and they're on their way and now they've sort of become a soft candidate. So, it's so, so important that we, have a corporate calendar of discovery days to identify which days of the month are best. Typically you want to, regardless of your concept, you want to show them the day in the life of the business. You want to have a wonderful itinerary. You want to march to it hour to hour. You want other people involved. You want to have what we call dress code balance, where you're acknowledging and honoring their investment of $200 to $600 to $1 million. You know, you want to have that corporate perfect, you know, sort of like prom day where the corporate office is sparkling. Everybody's dressed up. The cars are clean. Everything is pinned tight. They're coming to your home, and your etiquette, your professionalism, your dress code will make or break their credibility of their investment. So, that's a huge part of it. And so, please identify the best days of the month for your particular business. If you're in the fitness industry and everybody's starting on a Monday, have them come in on a Sunday. If your biggest day is Saturday morning and you want to give them the life of a lot of healthy and happy and fun customers, have them come in on a Friday night. So whatever your main busiest traffic day is, have them come in on that night before and let them know that you've got four or five of these, you know, available on a monthly basis. But the main takeaway from these tips is from the very first call, you have got to set the seed that the whole purpose of this Discovery Day process is for a personal invitation to be extended to your client to come in for a Discovery Day, and that is the culmination of the franchise sales process. But if it comes as a surprise to them at the end of the ME call, at the end of the startup, or if you wait all the way through the pre- and post-FDD, you've extended the sales process out almost 2 months, and it's been too tiresome and you've lost the sale because by that time they're exhausted. You have to get them excited about their discovery day, get it on the calendar confirmed and receipted. A lot of times clients will want to get a cheaper flight for a 7, 14 or 21 day. And then that gives you, once they're receipted, now they're committed to what you would say another emotional level within the franchise discovery process. Now they're committed to the startup workshop, to attending the RFC review meeting, to do any kind of a pre FDD meeting or post-FDD or be introduced to any kind of funding partners or do any other homework assignments. But again, nothing is a commitment or follow through until they know they're excited about their discovery day. Everything they do up until that point is sort of a soft commitment to buying your franchise. But when somebody schedules a discovery day, honey, we're going to Birmingham, we're going to Nashville, we're going to New York, we're going to Los Angeles, we're flying across the country, let's get ready. There's an adrenaline, there's an excitement. And that also gives you now the opportunity to keep them engaged and disclose them in that process. So get excited about discovery days. That's where the sale starts and ends, that face-to-face meeting. I hope this is helpful, and I wish you the best of luck. Thank you.